googly moogly, that thing was juicy, googly moogly. I may have spent a disproportionate amount of time on TikTok today, but it matters not, you are home. Come hither to me. Oh, it's a baby. It is the most beautiful baby in the whole wide world. And for reasons listed above, I must swallow now. Are you okay? I know, but you're safest in there. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I keep forgetting you can't breathe in there. A girl can't be excited about you coming home. Well, tough slime titties, because I am. And you. Come here, I have something very important to discuss with you. You sit there. I sit here. And you use me as a piece of furniture. Meld into me like I'm the squishiest sofa you ever sat upon. Because I heckin' missed you. Because you went outside to your job, and while I appreciate you supporting us financially, I don't appreciate you wearing yourself out. Because I'm needy and dependent, what you want from me. Let me massage these temples. So much tension. This cannot be good for you. And these shoulders. And this neck. You are a tense little baby. And you should not be. You should be the most well looked after little human in the universe. As such, you're gonna be. Because tonight I am going to spoil you rotten. I insist I am gonna squeeze you and clench you and smush you and make sure you know that you are the most loved baby. Because you, Hagen, are. You got a problem with that? No. I didn't think so. And so, let the body contortion begin. Let's have two more arms. All the better to squeeze you in. Let's have more jiggle in the middle. All the better for you to lay them on. Let's definitely have more boobage in the cleavage. All the better for you to motorboat with. You may perform a wholesome motorboat or a degenerate one is completely up to you. I have no idea, but I liked it. You squishy little human, I love you so much. Please look after yourself. I know that's technically my job, but I can't help it if you insist on going outside and stressing yourself. With the work and the emails and the reporting to somebody above you, how do you not combust? Maybe we could find a way for me to make money. I could sell my slime picks online. But then the authorities might be called and I might be carted away, so maybe not. Damn humans and their disbelief at other beings. I'll find a way. What nonsense are you talking? You like working? You are clearly delirious. Too much stress on the brain. And look what's happened. We must immediately perform a boot massage to the face. Come. Head all in there. Roll it all about. You brought this on yourself. Talking nonsense like, I like working. Stress is so fun. You silly little adorable human. You know not what you say, you must give in to the boob. And really get your face in there, smush as much as possible. Meld with the slime. I insist. Sweeney, I only care about your health. Purely holistic medicine. Well, what could Zoloft do for you that this could? You having fun there? Stretching my boobage? No, I have to admit, boobs are fun. Cause they're jiggly. And comfy. And warm and soft and just begging for you to shove your face in there. Oh, my baby. My sweetheart, my boob-obsessed angel. I love you so much. But do you, though? Do I communicate it well enough? I really don't know. What? Why are you laughing? I'm serious.
Apparently, lots of people are the strong silent type, and they don't communicate their needs, and so their loved ones are like, oh, I think they're okay, but what if they're not okay, huh? What if you are not okay? Of course I worry, I love you. Am I not allowed to worry? I am not stressed out. You are stressed out. You're stressed out because you don't know your worth or how much you're loved, and you put all of your worth into that silly, silly job. When you really should put it into the fact that a big titty slime monster wants to smush you and snuggle you and do unspeakable things until you can't anymore. Doesn't that make more sense? I do. I make a very compelling argument. As such, I compel you to do nothing but be smushed and loved and sucked on until it is time to sleep. I am the holistic doctor here. You must listen. Bad patients will be dealt with severely. By severely, it means I will sit on you and smash your face in the different parts of my body. I will sit upon you. And we'll make them like it. Come here. Well, you always say you like a woman on top. So this woman is on top. Face in the boobies, please. Now, hands on the booty. Docking complete. My baby. You are safe. You are love. You are the most adorable, wonderful human I ever did saw. So much so, in fact, I was thinking, how about we try something new? Well, you know I can change my body, right? But did you know I can make more than one body? For example, you know what to do, twin. I must certainly do. Oh, my baby. Let's make a little love sandwich out of them. Oh. I should hope so. Not many people get this spoiled treatment. Two slime ladies rubbing up against you, making you feel warm, safe, like you're the most precious thing in the world. Don't think because you're my clone, you get to hog. Come here, Mimi. Hog. We're just sharing. Mm-hmm.